A walk around the city. Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic, has many interesting and historic buildings to see. There are some that date back to the 14th century, when Prague was the seat of the Holy Roman Emperor and beloved Czech King, Charles IV. It was Charles IV who gave Prague its magnificent Gothic style by building the St. Vitus Cathedral in the Prague Castle area, Charles Bridge, and the Old Town Hall. Charles IV also founded the new town of Prague. Prague is situated on both banks of the Vltava River, and both its sides are worth visiting. For many, the Old Town and Lesser Town are the most beautiful places of all. They have narrow, picturesque streets, old Gothic and Baroque churches, and tall, narrow houses. They are connected by Charles Bridge, and were only a little destroyed over the centuries. It is definitely an option for those who love romantic walks in a historical setting, and for those who'd like to visit galleries and small, cosy restaurants. Unfortunately, their impression can be a little spoilt by the crowds passing them everywhere they go in the centre of the city. The most popular site in Prague is definitely Prague Castle, which has always been the seat of Czech kings, rulers, and presidents. Most of them made their own additions to the castle, so today there is a mixture of styles. There are also a few museums and galleries in the area of Prague Castle, which are open to the public and frequently visited. If you liked shopping or you'd like to visit the National Museum, you should go to Wenceslas Square. It is really huge and long, and you can find many shops and shopping centres there. The museum is situated on the upper side of the square, behind the monument of St. Wenceslas riding his horse, a popular meeting point for those who do not know Prague very well. There are other things to see, such as the Royal Gardens in the Prague Castle area, the National Theatre, and the famous Slavia Cafe, standing just opposite the National Theatre. The Slavia Cafe is a favourite meeting spot for artists, writers, philosophers, but also for ordinary people who want to drink their coffee in a stylish place. You can also go to the zoo, to the Petrine Lookout, to the Museum of Modern Art in Veletržní Palace, to see the Dancing House, or go for a ride in the Prague Underground, called the Metro. And we could go on and on. Prague is a beautiful city, and everyone who was there wants to come back again.